Thank you so much. That's right. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. We're delighted to be here.
Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, Tri-State Livestock News are the rancher's weekly Bible. So, published every Saturday, connect with local buyers and sellers around the clock. Discover more at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
What do you say? Let's share some interesting facts about Canada.
Canada, aren't we fighting with them right now?
Well, we kind of are, but that's not good stuff.
We've got tariffs on cattle and whiskey and some other stuff.
I know, but that's not good stuff. We don't talk about that here.
We won't get into the politics.
No, no politics here. This is just a list of some interesting facts. No cow in Canada can be given artificial hormones to increase its milk production. So no dairy product in Canada contains those hormones.
Not a bad idea, actually.
Not a bad idea. I love this. The Rhinoceros Party was a registered party in Canada and was founded in 1963. It was led by Cornelius, a rhinoceros, and his party promised to repeal the law of gravity and change Canada's currency to bubblegum so it could be inflated or deflated at will.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Now, this is really cool, too. For one day in 1940, a section of a hospital in Ottawa, Canada, was declared an international territory so a Dutch princess could be delivered as a full Dutch citizen, which is a requirement to be a Dutch princess. Every year, Netherlands sends Canada a gift of tulips to show their gratitude.
You know, I don't know if I've ever known a Dutch princess.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I don't know that any were ever born in the United States.
Not that I've heard of.
No. I thought that was very interesting. Canada has specifically banned members of the Westboro Baptist Church from entering the country. Whoa, I bet that's a story.
There is a story behind that. We don't have time to go into it today.
Okay, you must know what I don't. In 1995, there was a referendum for Quebec's independence from Canada. There was 94% turnout, with 50.58% voting to stay with Canada and 49.42% voting to declare independence. It was that close.
Wow, that is pretty close.
Yeah, I wonder if they didn't recount those votes.
A couple of times, probably.
No kidding. And residents in the town of Churchill, Canada, leave their cars unlocked to offer an escape for pedestrians who might encounter polar bears on Main Street.
Really?
That's really thoughtful.
That's kind of a hazard, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. In the 1930 World Ice Hockey Championship, the Canadian team was considered so dominant that it did not participate in the knockout tournament. Canada was right away put into the final game, and the tournament was played to determine an opponent. Canada won.
They love their hockey there.
Yeah, they
do.
That's
for sure.
That's for sure. There is a Canadian organization called United North America whose goal is for Canada to join the United States.
Really? I hadn't heard about that.
I never had either. Okay, now this is really cool. Canada has a $300 gold coin.
No kidding.
A $300.
Why 300?
I don't know. It has a narwhal on it.
A narwhal. Isn't that one of those dolphin type things?
Yeah, with the long, long snout.
Unicorn walrus or something like that.
Yeah, yep. That would be an interesting piece. It'd be cool to have, but that's a lot of money to tie up into a coin. Canada has a free service run by volunteers to drive you home if you're too drunk to drive yourself during the holiday season.
Well, that's kind of like just the designated driver. Is that where we got that from?
That might be. Canada was invited to join the United States in the Articles of Confederation in 1777.
No kidding.
I take it they declined.
I think they turned that one down.
I do too. An experimental program called MINCOM existed in Canada in the 70s and gave everyone a minimum income just for being a citizen. Gets more interesting. It resulted in slightly fewer hours. Now, slightly fewer hours worked, but saw overall increases in health, happiness, and educational achievement.
That is an interesting note.
Isn't that interesting? That's good stuff. There is a ghost town in northern British Columbia, Canada, called Kitsault, which was abandoned almost overnight in 1983. Everything is still there and the power is still on. The whole town was purchased by an American who wants to turn it into a resort for intellectuals.
Well, I can't wait to hear more of those on another edition of our program.
Well, we've got more coming. Make sure you stay tuned because we love to have you on The Good Stuff.